Good morning. It's time for the Chamber Corner, brought to you by Idaho Insurance Specialist. You live the good life, now choose to protect it. Give Michelle Sandoz a call at 788-9209 and check them out on Facebook. And joining me in the studio today, the Executive Director of the Chamber, it's Jeff Bacon, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning. Name that theme.
I'm hospital comedy.
Yes.
Am I in the right ballpark?
And it's not St. Elsewhere.
And not Scrubs.
It's not Scrubs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Doogie Howser.
M.D.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't say it all. Doogie Howser, M.D. There you
terrible
go.
Terrible charades.
I wouldn't have known that either if I hadn't have known. It's probably a Mike Post theme.
They know? All were back then, right?
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, here we are. Summer's officially arrived, and man, oh man, watch things start to happen now.
Boy, just fast and furious. And we have an event coming up this Saturday. Before we get there, the Chamber is working with the Small Business Administration to offer a competitive advantage course. As a business owner or manager, you need to ask yourself, what sets you apart from your competition? Learn how to brand, study your competition, identify customers and their preferences, and create pricing strategies with this course. Leverage the uniqueness of your business to create a real competitive advantage. Give us a call at the Chamber and we'll get you set up with the SBA's Learning Center. The best part, you can take this informative course online and on your schedule. In fact, this is one of many courses that the SBA offers. They also have classes on strategic planning, customer service, marketing 101, among others. Take advantage of this great information to help you expand your business or just do business better. And this Saturday, Haley's Awesome Skate Park will play host to the Wild West Skateboard Competition. Come check out the street and vert competitions. There will be local riders and competitors from out of state all vying for the top prizes. Many different age groups to qualify for, and it all gets kicked off at 11 a.m. This is a fun event. Take some time to check out this year. And it's always a great turnout. Very fun to see exactly what can be done on a skateboard on the features at the skate park. And I'd like to give a shout out to Lamar Waters and his team. Lamar is the reason this event happens every year, and so great of Lamar to give his time to really give this great facility this spotlight every year.
Are you going to be a part of that?
Yeah,
I've seen you board before.
In the street and vert competition. I can do that once.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just
you know,
once.
You know what? We'll bubble wrap you.
There you go. I like it.
You'll be protected, my friend.
The Chamber's next networking event is tomorrow afternoon. We've always wanted to have a bar at the Welcome Center, so tomorrow's the day. Come join us at the Welcome Center next to the Rodeo Grounds in Haley for our business after hours. Starts at 5, ends at 7. Great chance to meet some new folks, sample some bites from the Woodrow Sustainability Center. KB's will have his new street tacos there. Sun Valley Brewery's providing some beer and wine, so it sounds like we're going to have a good time. We'll have some community updates and talk about some of the new initiatives the Chamber is working on to increase the visitor experience and show off the Woodrow Valley to a larger audience.
All right.
And the 4th of July, right around the corner.
Oh, my God, it is.
Oh,
already.
Summer's half over.
We'll be talking about the big snowstorm moving in here soon.
Exactly, that's right.
Snow on Baldy.
It's a big, big day, 4th of July, Blue Ribbon Day for Haley. 7:30, first things get kicked off. We've got the Pancake Breakfast. This year, the 4-H Club of the Woodrow Valley is hosting that. That's over at the Grange Hall. 9 o'clock, the Antique Fair is open. And also at 9, new this year, Tutus and Tennis Shoes. It's a 5K fun run and walk benefiting the Sun Valley Ballet. And the pre-parade party, that's also new, starts at 10 a.m. So between 10 and noon, we've got vendors, folks selling root beer floats and crafts, and that's all happening in front of the Haley Public Library. Also at 10 a.m., the Bloody Mary Challenge starts.
Ooh.
Bars and restaurants downtown will be sampling out their Bloody Marys, so come by and tell us what you think is the best Bloody Mary in town.
I'll tell you what I think.
It's going to be like fun. 4th of July parade, of course, gets kicked off at high noon, and right after the parade, the 3rd Annual Draper Preserve Riverfest. And right after the parade, a 3rd Annual Draper Preserve Riverfest will happen at the Lions Park. Join River Land Trust, and they've got some live music with Rebecca Scott Band, and Up a Creek will be opening for her. Also, Jersey Girl's going to have a little after party there at in the back of Jersey Girl. The Children's Carnival, which normally happened next to Washington Federal Bank on Main Street, that's moving to the Riverfest this year. So that'll be happening right after the parade again, just changing locations. And, of course, the rodeo is July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and starts at 7:30 each night. And fireworks at dusk on the 4th of July. Listen to Catch 95. You guys will be doing the simulcast.
We've got the soundtrack.
Perfect. I love it. No, 4th of July is going to be a great event this year. We're really looking forward to it.
And do want to remind you, I know we've talked about this before, but you know, no tax dollars are used for the big fireworks finale. So if you'd like to make donations,
yes,
feel free to do that, because what a way to cap off an awesome day here in Haley.
And the fireworks fund definitely needs the lovin'. It's been taking a hit the last couple of years, so we want to put some money back in that.
How do we do it?
Valleychamber.org, and there's a button right there. You can go to our GoFundMe page and help raise some funds.
All right, Jeff Bacon with the Chamber. This week's edition of the Chamber Corner.